Kenora. For over a decade, Vic Hamer of Elkhart, Illinois has been bringing fresh water and other life-changing resource to the needy in Kenya. Hamer, who enjoys his time at Burgess Beach in the summer, started doing volunteer work in Kenya in 2010. In 2012, he joined Give Me Water Lord, a not-for-profit organization based in Elkhart. In early 2023, Kenya was suffering from the worst drought they had in 40 years, reported Hamer. Many areas did not receive any rain for over 2 years. So in many areas, especially where the Maasai people live, most of the cattle, sheep and goats had died. No rain means no grass, which means the animals die. Livestock is their source of income. So many people were going hungry and losing hope. Thanks to the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Saskatchewan, GMWL was able to give 31 families a sheep on December 23, 2023 at a rural church near Emily, Kenya. The gift of a sheep can restart their source of income and more importantly, it will bring hope back into their lives. They can milk the sheep, sell the milk, breed the sheep and sell the young and even start a flock and sell some later. To these people the gift of a sheep is a big blessing. Before Christmas, Hamer and GMWL field representative Jane Enteoti traveled to Kasarani, Kenya to check on the students sponsored by GMWL and give them a Christmas treat. With this sponsorship, each student receives paid school fees, meals, school supplies, a uniform and medical assistance if needed, said Hamer. Each student has a sponsor because their parents are too poor to afford the school fees. So a package of groceries is a great gift for these families. Each student received their annual Christmas package. GMWL gives them a large bag of groceries to take home so their families have food for the holidays. Each package contains corn flour, rice, cooking oil, wheat flour, bread, salt, toilet tissue, several bars of soap, sugar, tea leaves, and milk. Hamer shared that he is constantly amazed by the positive spirit of these students, in spite of their difficult circumstances. Everyone I talk to here tells me, I am doing well. My day is good. I thank God for everything, said Hamer. And I see and interact with those who may not have eaten for the entire day or even longer. They may not even have one shilling in their pockets. On Christmas Day, Jane Enteoti and Hamer gave sheep to some very needy families, funded by members of Springside Baptist Church in Saskatchewan. With the recent drought, many families lost all of their livestock, Hamer reported. The gift of a female sheep can give a family a chance to start over and give them hope. In January, GMWL is hoping to place another water well in Kenya, and donating 37 goats to some very needy families. In 2024, GMWL is hoping to put in a water well named Shelby's Well, in memory of Crystal and Troy McNaughton's daughter who passed a little over a year ago. The McNaughton's are from Kenora and there are many in this community who know them. Anyone wishing to make a tax deductible toward supporting this work in Kenya can do so by sending a donation to Give Me Water Lord, P.O. Box 83, Elkhart, Illinois 62634. Those in Saskatchewan can donate to the Ebenezer Baptist Church. Please designate either Water Well Project or Goat Project. All donations are very much appreciated, said Hamer. Organizations, including churches, interested in hosting a presentation by Hamer may contact him by email. vichamer@gmail.com. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskdoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.